Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The other day I got an email and was asked what to do when one has to ascend, and all of a sudden sharks start to appear and worms start to circle. Me, I would enjoy it, but the person that asked seemed a bit horrified about such a situation. So let's dissect this situation. Since the diver is ascending, we can assume that there's still enough air in his tank to reach the surface with 50 bar or so at a few hundred PSI. One way or the other, one should never wait with ascending until your tank is low, and here's a good example for it. It's always better to have a buffer. But we're not here to discuss dive safety and rules, so let's just assume the diver or divers have enough air. The best would be to stop the ascent, remain at the level of the sharks and start to pivot to see if the sharks come closer, how many there are, and other things to observe to get a complete picture of the sharks present. Of course, when you pivot, you are in a vertical position. Most of the time, one gets a very quick understanding what's going on. Should the sharks remain in their interzone, then there is a certain interest in it, but that's that, and you can progress your ascent. Do you, however, have sharks coming as close as their inner circle, then you cannot, I repeat, you cannot ascend. So here comes the first rule that I think we mentioned earlier at some point. Should you ascend with your dive body, then face each other so that you see what's going on behind your body's back and vice versa, and you can directly communicate with each other. Not possible if you are back to back. I have no idea who came up with the stupid idea of going back to back when sharks are present. So if you ever heard it, forget it, okay? Face to face. So you keep eye contact with your body, very important, to remain calm, and then slowly start to pivot together. So face each other and do the dance slowly but continuously to keep the buggers in sight. Should you feel good about yourself and your dive buddy gives you the okay, you can also put a distance between you two guys, about one body length, so about 2 meters, 6-7 feet, and then pivot independently. That way you make the shark swim a larger circle and they have to keep two targets in their sights. Me, I prefer that since I like to be mobile. Important is that you keep on the same level with your body and turn slowly, maybe one circle every 30 seconds or so. You can be slower, you can be faster, but I would not go faster because then, you know, you have a problem with your fins and you use the new fins to turn, which you should not really work your fins. You should let your fins dangle, okay? So pivot and just observe the sharks. Should they keep the distance, meaning they won't try to come closer, then it is safe to ascend a little, maybe a few meters, and repeat pivoting. Please, don't start taking pictures when you do a controlled ascent. Taking pictures always, and I mean always, takes away attention, and attention is always more important than the money shot. I'm very adamant about this, so forget the camera. Okay, let's assume now that one of the sharks tries to swim between you both. Then you have to get closer and close the gap. So what happens should one shark decide to come closer and check you further out? Remember, let your feet and so fins dangle so the shark won't investigate them due to water pressure. Let them dangle. As a diver, you learn how to balance yourself, being perfect, buoyancy, so here is the best test. So you should actually be able to just really hang in your BC and let your feet hang, let them dangle. But should the shark still feel the need to come closer despite that it does not get a water pressure reading, then one of you has to approach the shark. Naturally, it's a person that is closer to the shark or the one the shark targets. Nothing wrong with approaching a shark as long as you do not approach hesitantly. So you just go for it. Most of the time, as soon as you swim towards the shark, it wears off. Mind you, the shark is already at its inner circle, even closer, so any reaction from you towards the shark will be immediately answered. Approaching a shark normally has a chain effect on the others, and you can further ascend. Sooner or later, you reach the surface. Is the panga, zodiac, or whatever right there, then one of the two leaves the water while the other one is observing what the sharks do. You keep looking around until you step on the ladder or flip into the boat. Now, how about if you can't leave the water? In such a situation, I prefer to have one person at the surface flagging the boat down, while the other person remains at the height of the person's fins, meaning remain below the surface. Should both persons be at the surface, it's very awkward to keep the head under the surface while you have your BC inflated. It also makes it harder for the boat driver. In most cases, the sharks remain at the submerged diver's height. Sharks do not really like being that close to people right below the surface, since their escape routes are then limited as well, but it can happen, especially if you have oceanic white tips around you. They can be asses sometimes, but the same rules apply, so don't feel you have to change anything. Granted, they likely come even closer and look bolder, but treat them the same way as you would any other shark that follows you to the surface. So that should give you an idea if you are a diver. But since we're already on the topic, what happens as for a swimmer? I extensively answered all these questions in my earlier podcast, so please go to the very beginning about 3 years ago and just check the summaries, okay? Being a swimmer is of course harder to get back to shore and out of the water, even more so should you not wear goggles and only see shadows below the surface, but I made clear in these early podcasts that you can follow certain rules, and again, we always test our rules. It's not that we just suggest something and we have not tried it. So go back and read the summaries and then, of course, listen to the podcasts. Should it still not be clear, should you still have questions, you can always send me an email through LTS. Okay? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.